Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it.
Stay focused and don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to anybody, because what's on your mind will affect the outcome. And what's written for you is already written. You just need to create the play.
What is the one spy trick you would teach everyone that they can use to improve their life instantly?
Do we accept the world and change ourselves? Or do we change the world and accept ourselves? And so it's a really interesting dichotomy when you ask the question, because both of those sound right. You're like, I should accept myself and change the world. When you change yourself, you will change the world, because you'll change how you see it.
In all of the difficult moments, I always remember myself how lucky I am to be in that position and living off what I love most, which is driving. I love what I do, but I want to be the best.
Believe you can get what you want like a child, not an adult. Adults are too skeptical. So the formula really reads, make plans like an adult and believe in them like a child.
You're walking in the room with people who are envious. You're walking in the room with people who are jealous. You're walking in the room with people who can't stand you. You're walking in the room with people who are only with you because of what you could do for them. You're walking in the room with people who are literally your enemies, and you're wondering why you're not blowing up. They don't have the energy. They don't have the love.
Because you had the talent to become a good fighter. And instead of that, you became a leg breaker. Some cheap second-rate loan shark.
To live in?
It's a waste of life.
Motivation is the equal opposite of deprivation. So we are most motivated when we are deprived of something. I'm most motivated to sleep when I'm sleep deprived. I'm most motivated to eat when I'm deprived of food.
Because the gift that has been given to you is the existence, is this lifetime in the first place. We already have been given the greatest gift of everything, existence. Now, don't let anybody interfere trying to take that away from you.
Asking is the beginning of receiving, so start the process. Here's number two. Receiving is not the problem. Receiving is automatic. Now, if that's true, receiving is not the problem, what's the problem? Failure to ask might be one of your major problems. I don't know. Check it out.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds. Of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
Until you win, effort always goes unnoticed. Yeah. Get used to it. No one roots for you until everyone roots for you. That's just how it works.
You gotta put your past behind you. Look, kid, bad things happen, and you can't do anything about it, right?
Right.
Wrong! When the world turns its back on you, you turn your back on the world.
If you lack confidence, build evidence. The fewer people you try to impress, the more impressive you become. And you can learn anything you want as long as you're willing to look dumb in front of other people for an extended period of time. Find people who are more ambitious than you, and then stop letting them be more ambitious than you. And then no matter how behind you start, it's hard to beat a man who never stops learning.
Go into the silence. Go and sit down quietly by yourself for 30 to 60 minutes. 30 to 60 minutes. Most people in our society have never sat quietly for 30 to 60 minutes in their entire lives. Yet I will tell you this, This method works 100% of the time. That any problem that you have, any difficulty, any challenge, any goal that you want to accomplish, if you'll go into the silence and sit quietly and then listen to the still small voice within. The still small voice within. This is the key. You will find that at a certain point, probably at about 25 to 30 minutes, your mind will go completely clear. And then a flow of ideas will start to flow into your mind. You'll feel energy welling up inside you. And at a precise moment, as you sit there in complete silence, your mind will go clear and wham, exactly the answer you need will come at exactly the right time.
When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. That is where your power is. No matter how unfair life may seem, no matter how cruel or overwhelming the situation may be, you have the power because you can change yourself. You are free to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances, and you are also free to choose what you do or don't do in response.
You are amazing. That's right. You are amazing. But you got to do me a favor. Look, I don't care how much I tell you. You are amazing. I've told you before, you are a royal priesthood. Look, I told you before, you are a chosen generation. But look, it does not matter how I tell you, how often I tell you, how much passion I have when I tell you. Listen to me until you embrace it, until you believe that you are amazing.
This is where most people give up. They let the fear of another failure keep them down. They start to believe that maybe, just maybe, they weren't meant to succeed in the first place. But here's the thing, falling down isn't the end of your story. In fact, it's just the beginning of a new chapter. When you're lying there on the ground, feeling the sting of failure, you have a choice to make. You can either stay there, lamenting over what could have been, or you can summon the courage to get back up and try again. It's not easy. Nobody said it would be. But the strength to rise comes from the very depths of those difficult moments. It's forged in the fires of your hardest battles, in the times when you feel like you have nothing left to give.
Don't base your life satisfaction on circumstances where you have no influence on. If you have, well, then change them in the way that serve you. But there are many things we don't have. And to already right now, like realizing, I cannot. As a small citizen, I do have no influence on whatever the politicians are going to throw out there. No way. And then it starts that you are realizing your life is in your hands. Your responsibility is make sure that inside you are always full, or that you are feeling full. No matter what happens on the outside, nobody can take something away from you. Because the gift that has been given to you is the existence, is this lifetime in the first place. We already have been given the greatest gift of everything, existence. Now, don't let anybody interfere trying to take that away from you.
What if all of us took that attitude after we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through? What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
When I had my accident, I found out at that moment, nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's past.
Is there a version of yourself that's better than you are right now? And most people, hopefully, would say yes. It's like, great, accept that person. And I think that, to me, when we talk about the authenticity, accepting yourself is accepting the ideal that we can live up to. And that is what we accept, not the shitty version of that we are today. And I think that marries both sides of the argument.
Ask with intelligence. It didn't say ask intelligence. Goals become like a magnet. They pull you that direction. And the better you describe them, the more they pull.
What do you do when life knocks you down? When everything you've worked for seems to crumble and you're left staring at the pieces, the difference between those who rise and those who stay defeated isn't talent or luck. It's the will to get back up over and over again, no matter how hard the fall. Imagine this, you've been working towards a goal, pouring your heart and soul into it. But just when you think you're close to achieving it, something unexpected happens. You're hit hard, knocked down by life in a way you never saw coming. It's painful, and the disappointment feels almost unbearable. You look around, and it feels like the world is moving on without you. Like you're stuck in a moment of defeat, while everything else keeps spinning.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good. Then you like it. Then people ask how you found your passion. Answer: by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
I will never quit, because if you quit, you're done. You may still be alive walking around on this earth. You're done. I will never quit. I will persevere and I will thrive on adversity. My team expects me to be physically harder and mentally stronger than our opponents. I hold myself to that standard. I will be physically harder and mentally stronger than anything that comes against me, my family, my business, my brothers, my sisters, my team. I will be the one that is physically harder and mentally stronger, and I will work to maintain that position. You won't beat me.
If you're gonna do it, do it. Say what you can do, do what you say. If you can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. No, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. But the limbo of not knowing, if you half-ass something, the limbo of going, I hedged my bet.
You cannot leave. A real warrior never quits. Why didn't you quit? You knew I was trying to get rid of you, yet you stayed.
Yeah, I stayed. I stayed because every time you threw a brick at my head or said I smelled, it hurt. But it could never hurt more than it did every day of my life just being me. I stayed because I thought if anyone could change me, could make me not me, it was you.
Maybe I'm in the wrong line of work. Maybe I should take on something less challenging.
You do what you are, Jesse.
You mean you are what you do?
No, I mean, you do what you are. You're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, you don't take for granted. You don't betray it.
What if you do betray your gift?
And you betray yourself. That's a sad thing.
You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other. What if what you're going through isn't hard? What if you're just sensitive? The only insults that hurt are the ones we believe. Next time someone insults you, remember, they're going to die, everyone will forget about them, and if no one will remember them, then you might as well forget about them now. They are irrelevant, your dream, your actions, your outcomes.
List all the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have. And that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
Negative thinking is a major problem because you've got to get control of this. You actually can control what this does. No one else is in charge. If you want to be successful, you have to get control of this. You can eradicate negative thinking from your life. Now, it's not going to say you're not going to ever have a negative thought. That's not human. I have them, but I don't have them nowhere near as frequent as I used to because I learned what they are, how they work. I get rid of them. I don't have time for you. I'm on a positive track. I got things I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to be successful and I'm trying to be happy. If you're trying to be successful or happy, you have no room for negativity.
While it is always best to believe in oneself, a little help from others can be a great blessing. There's nothing wrong with a life of peace and prosperity. I suggest you think about what it is that you want from your life and why.
I want my destiny.
If you really know somebody is good at something, they don't just recognize the patterns, they know how to use it. People freak out because the problem is overwhelming. No, it's a pattern, and I know how to do this pattern. I know how to change this pattern. Once you know what patterns are, you're no longer fearful. When you know how to use them, you start having power. And then there's a third level you can get to, which is called pattern creation. If you want to learn to play the piano, how do you do it? Well, initially, you learn to play someone else's music, someone else's pattern that's beautiful. But after you've played enough of other people's music, there's a point in which your brain makes a set of connections and you start to become a creator. You stand on the shoulders of the people you've learned and you're able to do unique things yourself.
I'm motivated by fear. Fear of fear. I hate being scared to do something. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Yeah.
Period. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant. And you can't fear what might happen to you if you were to tell the truth. Because what happens to you if you don't tell the truth is worse than telling the truth will ever be.
Everybody wants to have the upper hand. Everybody wants to do everything in his own benefit. Because at the end, we want to win. We want to be the best on track.
If you are a one, you cannot expect to lead twos, threes, four, fives. If you are one, you can only lead zeros. It doesn't make you a bad person. You just need to focus on zeros. The problem is you are one trying to lead threes. But when you become the right person and you become a 10, you become a leader. Why? Because 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, they follow you. So listen to me. When we leave, I'm going to walk you through some stuff. But before we leave, I just need you to be the right person.
Be careful what you wish for, Admiral. History is not always kind to its subject.
I'm tired.
Then you should rest. A man needs his rest. You sound like my nephew. Always thinking you need to do things on your own without anyone's support.
Most people, half of what they thought today is the same things they thought yesterday. About themselves, about their life, about their business. That's why most people's lives don't change very much. But if you wake up and you start realizing, I'm living in a home, an emotional home I don't want, you can change it. See, because everybody's got it. If you got $1 billion, check this out. If you had $1 billion, but the habitual emotions you go back to are frustrated and pissed off, then your life is called frustrated and pissed off. It doesn't matter how much money you have. Write this down, please. The quality of my life is the quality of my habitual emotions.
What do you want? And the formula is staggering. It says ask and what? See, you've got to be better than a good worker. You've got to be a good asker. Now, let me give you 3 key points on it.
Isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
We need to be reminded more than we need to be taught.
Not bad, you guys. I thought the second would go down fast, but you're full of surprises. All that power of love stuff seemed kind of silly. But I'm starting to respect what it can actually do. So I hate to say it, For me, there's a better path to power. It's not love.
You've lived a life dominated by doubt and fear. How do you step into bravery? Step. That's how you step into bravery. Step. Take the step. Step aggressively towards your fear. And that step towards your fear is the step into bravery. Because we're scared of what we don't know. And there is only one way to learn and to know, and that is to confront that fear. You have to step, you have to go. And this simple action, this simple attitude, it answers so many questions.
I know why you hate me. You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life. So I make you question everything about yourself. So I'm going to continue making you question yourself by coming out here and being even more successful.
Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
If you can be in a bad mood for no reason, you might as well be in a good mood for no reason. If it's not going to change your life, it shouldn't change your mood. If the cost is peace of mind.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply in-app only.
Don't buy it.
I'm still a kid leaning.
Right.
People should figure out who the f*** they are.
Good call.
People should not listen to America propaganda of fixing the shit they suck at. They should be tripling down at what they're good at. They should be competent in certain areas, but you're not gonna become Beyonce or, you know, like your bone structure is a certain way. Like you're not gonna solve everything. Your IQ can get a little bit better, but don't worry about the incremental. Figure out what you f***ing puts you on fire and you're halfway decent at. If you're lucky enough right now to be listening and you're good at what you like, become tunnel f***ing vision.
People always ask me on the street, they say, Chaz, is it better to be loved or feared? And my answer is always, if you're Chaz Palminteri, it's better to be loved. If you're Sonny, it's better to be feared. I always say, if you're in that life and you're the boss, it's better to be feared. If you're not in that life and you're a regular person like you are now and I am, it's better to be loved.
People criticize because it helps them justify the risks they chose not to take, in the hopes that it'll dissuade you from doing it so that you can be in the exact same position as them, which then justifies that they made the right call.
How to get whatever you want. That's the title of the next set of notes. How to get whatever you want. Here's what it says if you're ready. It says, ask. That's it. End of notes. Ask. If there's one art in life to learn extremely well, that's got to be one of them. The art of asking.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen. People don't know how to cope. And they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good
things. Sometimes the best way to solve your own problems is to help someone else.
Zuko, you must let go of your feelings of shame if you want your anger to go away.
But I don't feel any shame at all. I'm as proud as ever.
Prince Zuko, pride is not the opposite of shame, but its source. True humility is the only antidote to shame.
The thing I learned in life, you can never bring somebody up if they don't want to go up. You can't. No matter how good you think you are, no matter how much you want to tell them you could help them, if they don't want to go up, there's nothing you can do. 100%. But The reverse is not true. Somebody bad could bring a good person down, because the negativity in the world is much, much stronger than the positive sometimes. And the negative people can bring you down. So I stay away from negative people.
You're right.
I just walk away from them.
Whoever I blame for the life I have is the person who I give all the power over my existence, over my circumstances. And so it hurts. But if you turn the finger inwards and you start saying, huh, I don't like my life. The person that I need to punish or get back at is the real person who got me here, which is me. And so you may be right that other people did certain things or you got dealt a bad hand. It also doesn't matter, because the only thing that you can't control is obviously the actions that you take. And the only person who's in control of that is you.
Don't base your life satisfaction on circumstances where you have no influence on. If you have, well, then change them in a way that serve you. But there are many things we don't have. And to already right now, like realizing, I cannot, as a small citizen, I do have no influence on whatever the politicians are going to throw out there. No way. And then it starts that you are realizing your life is in your hands. Your responsibility is make sure that inside you're always full, or that you're feeling full. No matter what happens on the outside, nobody can take something away from you.
When life gets you down, you know what you gotta do?
I don't wanna know what you gotta do.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
That passion is all over there. Why?
Meaning, you ever been in the airport and when you don't get your flight on time, you get delayed, and you can be standing by some people and they get mad and they almost make you mad? You're like, man, I wasn't even trying to get mad, but they making me mad. Never even realizing life may be protecting you from something.
You know what your problem is? You're smart. Too smart. You overthink because your mind moves at a million miles a minute. You're sad because you're not fooled by the world like everyone else. You don't get along with most people because they just don't look at things the way you do. You think you're dumb because you're smart enough to know you don't know everything. Your problem is you're too smart, and happiness in intelligent people is one of the rarest things I know.
When things are going bad, there's going to be some good that's going to come from it. Didn't get the new high-speed gear we wanted? Good. Didn't get promoted? Good. More time to get better. Oh, mission got canceled? Good. We can focus on another one. Didn't get funded? Didn't get the job you wanted? Got injured? Sprained my ankle? Got tapped out? Good. Got beat? Good. Learned. Unexpected problems? Good. We have the opportunity to figure out a solution.
I think as well, when it comes to accepting yourself, do you want to accept you? Do you want to accept a version of you that you shouldn't accept? One that you're not proud of? One that doesn't live up to their word? One whose thoughts, actions, and intentions aren't aligned fully? You go, well, I mean, I can, but I don't particularly feel good about that. That feels like the higher version of me, the potential version of me that I want to live up to, is I'm sort of derogating them. That this isn't really the tribute to them that it should be. And yeah, that's why the self-acceptance movement, that's why people feel icky about it. People feel icky about the self-acceptance movement because they know that people are accepting a version of themselves which is falling short from what it could be.
When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. That is where your power is. No matter how unfair life may seem, no matter how cruel or overwhelming the situation may be, you have the power because you can change yourself. You are free to choose your attitude in any given set of circumstances, and you are also free to choose what you do or don't do in response.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past.
And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
Embrace the process. And don't look for what you are supposed to be fully, completely polished, sharpened, edged, tempered at 26 or 36, at 46. You've got a lot more forge time left. You've got a lot more hammer blows left, and it takes time. But if you will patiently embrace the process, then by the time you get up in years, you can be a man that you're proud of. Okay? So this is just an encouragement to just...
The two things to keep in mind is, you do not look away when challenges come. And number two is, don't blame yourself if at that moment in time, you are not able to face it. The only thing you're gonna do is, you step back, you take time for yourself, you invest the work, and prepare yourself to return. Just because sometimes people relate to us as being like masters, it only means we understood something. We are not superhuman. We are not perfect. But I know that every time I face something and I feel, okay, I'm not good enough at the moment, at least I know what needs to be done.
So creating your own bullshit, whether it's through fucking some brutal kettlebell exercise or running up hills or something, is extremely valuable for you also, not just accepting the nuanced perspectives of other people, but also being able to navigate through this world with some sort of an understanding of just how complex it all is and how weird it all is, and not be overly thrown off by every little dip in the road and pothole that you encounter.
Give it some time. Don't do this. A lot of people live with hurt.
Right, a lot of people don't have a choice. I do.
And for that, you're willing to lose everything? Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian.
Fundamentally, people find a problem with being human. And I think a lot of that is because of the social norm that we should be never hungry, never sad, never angry, never frustrated, never feel like we're misunderstood. And those are the troughs and peaks of humanity. And we can't only wish for sunny days, because otherwise we'd have droughts and no one, everyone would die. And so it's wishing for something that isn't true and will never happen. It's wanting a lie.
Why does a person not take a decision? Because he lacks confidence. Why does he lack confidence? Because he lacks professional knowledge and competence. Then when I was the army chief, I'd go around, ask my generals, what are you doing about this? And he said, sir, I've been thinking, I've been considering. And then I produced for myself a manic showism. I used to say, if you must be a bloody fool, be one quickly. Take a decision and then accept full responsibility for it. In the country, because somebody won't take a decision, costs escalate, papers lie in somebody's place for days, for months, for years. And when they finally take a decision, the cost of a project, the cost of something has gone up tenfold. Who suffers? We, the people of India, suffer.
When things are going bad, don't get all bummed out, don't get startled, don't get frustrated. If you can say the word good, guess what? It means you're still alive. It means you're still breathing. And if you're still breathing, well, then hell, you still got some fight left in you. So get up, dust off, reload, recalibrate, re-engage, and go out on the attack.
The first, the most important spy trick to change everything immediately is something called perception versus perspective. We all look at the world through our own perception. But perception is your interpretation of the world around you. But it's unique only to you. There's no advantage in your perception. That's why so many people find themselves arguing all the time, trying to convince other people of their own perception. The way that you win any argument, the way that you get ahead in your career, the way that you outsell or outrace anybody, is when you move off of perception and move into perspective.
Your story may not have such a happy beginning, but that doesn't make you who you are. It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be.
So when I was growing up for like 3 years, so from the time I was 8 to the time I was like 12, we lived in a $7 a month place. And what I call it is I'm always paying rent in that $7 a month home. Every day of my life, I go back and revisit that place because that place made me this Geronimo. That place made me this hard man. And then from that place, that place is hard work. That place is going back to the fundamentals of life. The fundamentals of what made David Goggins, David Goggins. Going back in there, going back to the library of David Goggins, studying even more to what I know, taking that out, going back to where I'm at now, and then moving forward.
Have the conversation with the person that's holding you back. The reason most people who are listening right now are not doing that thing is they're worried about the opinion of somebody, usually their mother, usually their father. And the reality is that your spouse may be the person holding you back, and you have to have that conversation. We have to get to a place where you're doing you, because the number one thing that scares the fuck out of me is regret. And you're gonna sit there at 72 and you're gonna say, I wish, I wish, I wish. And whether that's money or spend more time with your family, there's a million ways to do this.
Success is not in short supply. It isn't rationed. And you stepped up to the window and it was all gone. No, no, no. It's like an ocean here.
Tell you the truth, I don't know if it's special. Only you're gonna know that when the time is right. And it ain't gonna come overnight. You're gonna take up a beat, you're gonna take this, you're gonna get knocked out, you're gonna get up. And you're gonna see if you got the right thing. But you gotta work hard. I swear to God, if you're not gonna do it, I'm out.
Fuck, every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
It's hard to be comfortable with yourself, so it's very hard to be comfortable with other people. That's why I always stress with people, like, you've gotta accept yourself for what you've done wrong. Do your best. And also find some difficult shit to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. A lot of difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind, maybe even more so. Because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship.
Yeah, people don't know how to manage their emotions. I think the more, at least for me, the more I've tried to create space between how I feel and what I do, the more consistent my outcomes have been.
And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that. And it's a crime, an ethical crime, for you to allow all that necessary potential to go to waste. It hurts you, it hurts your family, it hurts the world. Really, really, it does.
The success is largely going to be determined by who has the most self-discipline. I really do. Now, it's always been the case, but I don't think it's ever been the case to the extent that it is now. So this is why I'm such a fan of taking some space from all action.
Being an asshole is a weak person's idea of strength. Complaining is their connection. Never let yourself be held back by other people's fears. People criticize what they're afraid to do themselves because bold action reminds them of their own inaction. If you're afraid to be criticized, why do you care about the opinions of those who are too timid to do it themselves? If you are the criticizer, does tearing down someone who has the courage you lack make you better?
If you can control your behavior, you can also control how intelligent you are. And so if you want to be a smart cookie, then it means that you just decrease the amount of times that you do not change your behavior under the same conditions. And so when I think about this, when I teach my team, when I teach anyone, I think in these conditions. And so every time you watch or you consume a piece of content, or you read a book, if you think, what behavior am I going to change as a result of this? If the answer is nothing, you wasted your time and you pretended to be learning, but you were really entertaining yourself.
There's three skills that every human being needs if you're gonna be incredibly successful. And that first skill, jot it down, is the skill of pattern recognition. When you have pattern recognition, the greatest gift you get is fear disappears. Because when you feel like things are happening you can't control, our brains freak out. But if we recognize patterns, it gives us a lot of freedom. You'll start to see it's not chaos. This has happened before, or I understand what this is leading to. So what's the second skill? Once you recognize a pattern, you really get power when you do number two, which is pattern utilization.
If you could give everyone in the world an experiment to do for 30 days, what would it be?
Oh, I would ask them to take out a piece of paper and write down every thought that they've been thinking that's standing in the way between their future and where they are. Write down every habit or behavior, even how they speak, that stops them from becoming the person that is healthy, wealthy, or free.
It's normal to not know what you're doing. If you did, it wouldn't be called growth. High five your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and carry on. Do you get tired, stressed, sad, hungry, frustrated, unfocused? Do you feel misunderstood? Great. You're human. You don't need medication.
Believer in what Charlie Chaplin said is that a life is a tragedy in close-up and a comedy in long shot. If you sit back visually on a situation, it automatically becomes funnier.
When you shift places and get out of your own perception and into someone else's perspective, now you're thinking like them, which is giving you an informational advantage. But you know what they're all doing? Everyone else out there is trapped in their own perception, not thinking about a different perspective. So immediately you have superior information, superior positioning. You have an advantage that they don't have. And if you do that to your boss, it's going to change your career. If you do that to your spouse, it's going to change your marriage. If you do that to your kids, it's going to change your family legacy, because nobody else out there is doing it.
Forget what you've seen. You can't unlearn what you've learned. You can't unlearn it. You can learn from it and learn other things on top of it, but you're never gonna unlearn those things. You're never gonna be able to unsee the things that you've seen. And that's when people just don't understand. They can't see and understand your level of craziness. They can't see your level of obsession. And then once those things no longer matter for you, then you know it's time to move on to another endeavor, which you've already have in your previous thing.
You will get 100x, 1000x your returns placing your efforts to try and change those things on you as opposed to on the world. I think basically the best way to move through the world is to see your entire surroundings as immutable and you as mutable. You're the only mutable thing in the entire world. You're the only thing that can change. Everybody else, people, opinions, places, economy, politicians, policies, all of that, none of that's going to change. You can change. That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.